The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Hello. It's me, Ick. I just wanted to say that, you know that Paul has been traveling quite a lot recently. He went to Hamburg, and he went to Jersey, and, lots of things have been happening, but you know that on the Shiloh podcast, you don't always hear things quite in the right order. Now, Paul thought that what he recorded with Toby in Jersey, it was quite simple and easy to digest. Nothing too complicated, nothing too shocking. So he thought that it would be easier to present this little trip to you next, even though it happened after, say, the Hamburg trip. But a lot more went on during the Hamburg trip, and you will get to hear it, I promise you. So, anyway, just to say that, yes, the next episode that is coming up now was recorded in early June and is all about Paul's trip to Jersey in the Channel Islands. Yes, I have no idea where that is. We do not have the Channel Islands in space. Anyway, please enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Daddy?
It's the Shy Life Podcast with me, Shy.
He's not that shy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shy, of what, yeah, whatever this podcast is called. I've forgotten the name of it. Let me start again. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, we're back. This episode, we're on holiday again, but let me explain, because there's quite a lot going on at the moment, and I need to explain a few things before we continue. All right, so I think you know what the time is now. No, I don't mean 6 a.m. or whatever time it is with you. No, this is just run the music. Let's just run the music, shall we?
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, yes, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Well, you know I always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. What do people listen to this rubbish? So there you go. Here we are. Right.
Thank you.
There we go. Right. Well, as I said, before we go on, episode bot, what number episode is this?
85.
Thank you. Now, this episode is called Postcards from Jersey. And yes, it was recorded when we were on holiday in Jersey back in June 2017, so quite recently. But whilst we were there, as you'll know, we've been making preparations for the big reunion of Aunt Tappy and the Tina Dupre. And, well, all that business was going on. And, well, so I wasn't really able to record a sort of nice streamlined episode. So that's what I thought this would be. I did get the odd 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. But, yeah. So these are my little postcards. Aside from all the other things that were going on, these were my little postcards where I had a spare couple of minutes here, a spare couple of minutes there, with Toby and I just exploring Jersey. So I expect there to be some voices of the regulars, and there may even be a poem. But, yes, let's see. So without further ado, here are our postcards from Jersey. Not New Jersey. Jersey, the island, the Channel Island, between England and France. Jersey is the location for a series called Bergerac, which was a popular detective show in the UK back in the 80s. Yes, the Channel Islands, it is a favourite place of the Chandler family. And but here today, as I was saying at the start, just a few postcards, just a few, you know, more chilled out reflections of our visit. Here we go, without further ado.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain seated, your seatbelts fastened until the captain has switched out the seatbelt signs. For your safety and comfort, we recommend you keep your seatbelts fastened throughout this flight, even once the seatbelt signs have been switched off. Should you need any assistance, the cabin crew call button is located in the panel above your head, alongside your reading light and your air vent. Also, a toilet is located at the rear of the aircraft. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on this morning's flight, please start off your selection of drinks and snacks from the Blue Islands Bar Service, with a wide range of spirits, wines, beers available for you to purchase, alongside a selection of mixers, soft drinks, hot drinks, sweet and savoury snacks, and in-flight mailboxes. Please see the onboard sale brochure and the seat pocket in front of you for full details of drinks and snacks and methods of payment. Also in the flight, there is an opportunity to see for our duty-free range. So in the meantime, please do sit back, relax, and enjoy this flight with us today to Jersey. Thank you.
Only 10 miles by 5, yet is ringed by more than 20 fabulous sandy beaches, some backed by towering cliffs, some by sand dunes, and some of them running straight up to the pine woods or meadows with nothing but the marks of forgotten spring tides to draw a line between the sea and the land. You can pick your own beach for your own holiday, and whatever the mood of the moment, there will be a beach which is exactly right for it.
Hello listeners, we are in Jersey, we've arrived, it's safe, we are surrounded by pigeons, we're in a square, the weather is overcast, Toby is doing impressions of TV sitcom characters from the 1980s.
No I'm not.
No he's not. He was very good, he was doing René from Allo Allo.
You're stupid, well
then. You're seeing very good.
Can you not see what I was doing?
See, gems, absolute gems. At yes, I don't think I've been to Jersey since about 2000. So it's but it's the location of one of my favourite TV shows, Bergerac, Mr. Bergerac the detective. Yes, and
Bergerac the detective pigeon.
Detective Pigeon, that's a spin-off they never pursued.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I think they should have gone along that route rather than moving him to France, rather than they kind of abandoned Jersey in the last couple of seasons. If they'd have turned, if they'd have bioengineered him to be part detective, part human, part detective, part pigeon, it might have been.
They probably didn't have Waitroses back then, so I'm not surprised.
No, they weren't. No.
Get next or I will burst you.
He's talking to the pigeon, not me. Well, not yet, anyway. We've been to special Jersey shops. One was called boots, the chemist. And then we went to Marks and Spencer, which I don't quite sure how to pronounce. So we're really embracing the local shops.
Where we bought salted potato rings.
Salted potato rings that don't look anything like hula hoops.
No. And we bought a bag of nuts for £5.
Yes.
Like 100 grams of nuts for £5.
Don't know why they're so expensive. They're made of gold. Gold nuts.
They do have gold in them.
Oh, they better do.
Diamond encrusted cashews.
Later on, we will.
By Fabergé.
Later on, I shall tell you of the wonder of our boudoir.
With the ragged carpets.
Ragged, yeah, five in the ragged carpets. That's
up three flights of stairs in the hotel with no lift.
It's boutique. It's retro. It's tiring.
It's tiring.
Anyway, we're going to go to local restaurant which I've never heard of before, Burger King, or something. I don't know. That's how you pronounce it. But
Le Roi de Burger.
So yes, just to report in that all is well. And tomorrow we are hoping to go for a little bus ride somewhere.
Somewhere that's not shit.
But it all depends on the weather. We might go to the cinema. Woohoo!
Because we couldn't have done all of these things in Kingston.
Well, it's not a very sunny week, considering that it's June. But, or is this the typical weather for June? I'm not sure. More in a bit.
Lots of pigeons are starting to circle again.
It's all a bit Alfred Hitchcock. I've never seen a pigeon riding a tricycle like that. That's quite exceptional.
That's a child.
Oh. So. Okay. Well, the weather didn't get any better. In fact, it probably got a lot worse. We had seagulls blowing past our window all night. It was more like a night in autumn or winter than in the middle of June. So it probably is going to change our plans, because we were hoping to travel around the coast today. But it looks like it could be raining all day today as well. And when I say rain, I don't just mean, you know, coming down gently, something you could cope with an umbrella or a hat. And I'm all for that. I like a bit of rain. And also, if I can do without an umbrella, I will. It has to be raining, you know, quite hard for me to bother with an umbrella. But we're talking about, you know, an absolute downpour. Like possibly all day, and not something that is going to be terribly pleasant to be out in. And possibly, if it's windy, it might be one of those days where you can't actually use an umbrella without it blowing inside out. So I think it's going to be a day of possibly museums. Most definitely, it'll be our day to go to the cinema later on. We're hoping to see the new Alien movie, which I've been putting off, so it's still on here. So, I think the weather has made up our mind that we're definitely doing that. We're just getting ready to go down for breakfast, so we will see what our breakfast is like. Hopefully not rainy or storm-filled. So that is my... That is my current report on the state of things in Jersey. I think as far as going to France, is concerned, it's not that cheap anyway for both of us to go. And even though the weather is supposed to improve a bit in Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I'm not sure that it's going to improve enough to warrant a trip to France, which is a shame. I've taken the Euros out, but I can always use them at another time. I'm determined that we'll get on the bus and we'll go around to see some of the sights. The island is so, different. There are bays and there are sort of rock pool beaches and there are clifftop walks. We probably can't do it all anyway, and I can't walk as much as I used to, especially not up and down hills. But, we wanted to get out there and see. So that's the current update. And obviously, there are lots of other things that I wanted to arrange whilst I was here. Hopefully the weather will improve.
Hello, we're in Marks and Spencer's in St Helier. Toby's shoes got very wet yesterday. He was trying to find someone to replace his, but was unsuccessful. So it's actually not raining at the moment and it's relatively sunny, so I think we're going to try and head out. We're in Marks and Spencer's, as I say, and we're just getting some lunch, so just to have with us. But then we'll probably go and catch a bus, maybe go and visit a castle. So I'll update you as to what happens.
Hello, listeners. We're in a castle. Now, it's in the village of Gorey, so I'm calling it Gorey Castle. But it's, I think it's actually Saint something or other, but I can't pronounce it, so I'm going to say Gorey Castle. It's a lot easier to remember that way. I'm looking at a very strange statue of, apparently it's the grim reality of medieval warfare. It's basically a man, sort of shows all the different things that could happen to somebody fighting in a medieval battle. It's kind of gory, really. Oh, gory, yeah, yes. Anyway, I'm trying to escape the blustery wind. It's actually really sunny now, so that's good. Good for photographs, but yes. So I'm just trying to record when I get a moment. I'm going to head on up. It's quite steep to get up to the main castle. More in a minute. I'm now in what's probably a cellar at one point.
Or a dungeon.
What was this, a cellar or a dungeon? Oh, it's a cellar.
That's what I'm also doing. Priests in the castle. No.
What the fuck is that?
It's called the Long Cellar. And this must have been where they held services or something. Hence the creepy, creepy altar. And all these stones covered in wax. Don't get that.
Could be ghosts.
Don't drop your phone down.
Yes. We're at the wishing well, and as Toby says, don't drop your phone down there. Oh, there's furry things. Or maybe it's just... Oh, gosh, it is really deep. Anyway, I'm going to throw some coins down, and hopefully you'll hear them. Oh, yes. And another one. And one more. Oh, that made a real plop, that one. Horrible feelings, I'm just going to drop my phone. But, anyway, onwards and upwards.
Bye bye, iPhone.
No.
It would be gone forever.
Oh no. We're in a room with some strange lights and a 3D queen on the wall.
No. It really does remind me of a night out in Soho. I kid you not, though. There was a 3D Queen Elizabeth on the wall. Jerry Buhecker would go crazy. Sorry, I can't take it. I can't steal it. It's attached with bolts.
Notice because it's too dark.
Have we entered an episode of Twin Peaks? What is that? Is that a phoenix or a very angry swan? Grab a granny night. It's a bad night. We're in another cellar, as Toby so politely put it. I'd say mind your head, but you're so short. He's not wrong. I'm only 5'2". That's in high heels. Toby's gone down some steps that are very steep. Nothing down there. Oh dear. Toby's gone down some steep steps and there's nothing down there. He's probably saying that there might be lots of pork pies and cream cakes and he's just sitting there scoffing them. Are you sure they're not pork pies down there? There might be pork pies. Well, if I see crumbs on his face, then I'll know he's lying. Taking a long time for that, considering there's nothing down there. He could have eaten 7 pork pies in that time. Charlie Gurr would be... Oh, he's coming now. Well, he's stuffing the pork pies into his coat pocket. Of course, he could have been eaten by a ghost. Or possessed by a ghost. All sorts of things could have happened. It's a tense few minutes as we wait for the return of Toby. What do we think has happened to him? How many pork pies did you eat?
None. There's a...
Are you possessed by a ghost?
There's a devil made out of metal.
A devil made out of metal?
Loads of little demons crawling on him.
He's taking a photo. That's strange. Weird. There's some cool sculpture down there, but it's not good enough for me to go all the way down those stairs.
Hello,
hello.
I'm a very spooky ghost.
Very spooky ghost.
Beware. I'm awfully spooky.
I'm awfully spooky.
I'm awfully spooky. Away, 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 away. I'm a terrible spooky ghost.
Spooky ghost.
Beware, beware, beware.
Hello,
I'm a very spooky ghost.
Beware.
Toby's gone to confront the ghosts up the narrow, spooky staircase. I'm going to see if he's okay. Hello, listeners. It's been a few hours since we last spoke, or since I last spoke to you, when I was climbing all over that castle. We had a really nice day the rest of the day. I did have some podcasting business to see to, other than this episode, so I did have to get on with that. But we did have time for Toby and I to go to see Alien Covenant, and we'd heard mixed reviews about it, and we both really enjoyed Prometheus, and it put us off going, but we were able to see a screening of it this afternoon, yesterday afternoon, I should say, and it was very cheap, about £6 or something to go, and, there were very few people in the cinema because it was, during school hours and working hours, and we really liked it. As much as we like the original Alien films, there isn't a lot of plot to them other than, the build-up and then the aliens. Whereas in Prometheus and Alien Covenant, there's a lot more going on, and we both love the character of David, who is an android. I think I can say that quite safely. It's no secret. But, so we both really, really enjoyed it. And then we went and had an early dinner at TGI Friday, and I had sea bass with mash and vegetables, and Toby had a more yummy burger. But I mean, mine was yummy too. But we didn't have desserts because we'd stopped and had a McDonald's slushy in the afternoon, and we'd only had a smallish lunch, which we'd eaten on top of the castle. The last couple of evenings, we're such stay-at-homes, we've just been watching documentaries, historical documentaries and stuff on BBC4 and stuff in the evening, and then sort of having quite an early night so that we're up and ready. It's only 7:54 now, and we're almost ready to go down for breakfast. So we've got a bus pass now too, so we'll be hopping on that, which is what we did to get to the castle yesterday. And, So I haven't decided where we're going yet, but I'm looking at the map now, so I'm going to make a decision, and I'll speak to you later. All right. It's breakfast time. Hooray. Yeah, I'm thinking we should take Route 22, at least initially, and that takes us to the sort of opposite end from where we went yesterday, and then tomorrow we could do the top part,
the northwest part.
If Gory was that end, we'll do that end. and then we'll see what time is as whether we do upwards. We might see things. Tomorrow we can... tomorrow we can always pop back. We'll see what we haven't done, and also there's some of those places we saw on the bus yesterday. We don't have a pass tomorrow, but we can either buy one or just do some little trips, depending on how much we intend to do. Also, number 22 takes you it wiggles you around a few places. Oh, it takes us to Corbière Lighthouse. So we might want to, on the way back, we could always jump off at Corbière Lighthouse, or on the way up. Or we've taken the bus to the shore, a sort of bay called Latac, I think it's called, and I think it's quite windy up there, not as windy as it was the other day, but there's a black and white bird with a long red bill who seems very cross about something, and I don't know whether it's got a nest around here. It's worried about us getting in the way, but loads of people were walking through here a minute ago, so it's obviously taking a personal dislike to us. Always trying to lure us in to meet our death upon the rocks. Yeah, like a mer-bird or something. I don't know, I'm making up as I go along. I don't think we're going to stay here for more than about an hour, because the bus is only about once an hour, although it's very nice for photographs. What's wrong with this bird? What's up, mate? Oh dear. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Toby's got the cakes with him. Toby's eating his cake. Sorry, bird. What's wrong? What's wrong, bird? You can't possibly... Are you a fan? Are you a fan of the Charlotte podcast? You lost your bird, your nest. Oh, it just did a little dance with its legs then. Maybe it's mating with me. Or not mating. Do a mating dance. I'm just going to stop and take a photo. Maybe there are mines on the beach. And it's warning me to step carefully. Nice to meet you, Bob Bird. I don't know what was up with that bird. He was speaking the wrong language. That bird was not happy about something. Strange place to have eggs.
Hey, you! I'm a mermaid. Wanna come and have a little swim with me, do my sea palace? It's very, very nice, although it's very, very deep. So you have to hold your nose and your breath. But, yeah. Oh. Absolutely. I am a mermaid.
Oi, mate, she's taken. Yeah, she's just a bit of a floozy, that's all. Yes. Oh no. Keep your hands off her.
Goodness gracious, I don't think I do want to go with you. Very kind, but I have no intention of going off with your girlfriend. I'm just trying to wait for a bus, okay? Right. We've come to eat our sandwiches, well, we've eaten them, at St. Brelard's Bay, which isn't that far out of St. Helier. We're just entering the grounds of the parish church of St. Brelard. We're partly here because it affords a good view across St. Brelard's Bay. I also suspect that it was used in an episode of Bergerac. But there we go, at least one episode of Bergerac. I can't really remember if I've told you how many times I've been to the Channel Islands. In fact, I've rather lost track myself. I think we sort of started coming here when my brother was born in 1982, because my parents didn't like going to hotels and when they had a small child, so we went to self-catering places. And so we definitely came to Jersey a few times, two or three times, but we also preferred Guernsey. And the last time I remember coming to Jersey with my parents was 1993, because we recorded some episodes of Sutton Park, which involved my brother and I. And he was only 11 at the time. I think I've told you about those. Yeah. That was the time where my character was hypnotised and I had to drown him in the swimming pool. I didn't succeed, but he almost got washed off to sea. And that was just not in real life as part of this show. Of course, when I used to come with my parents, we had a car, so it made it a lot more easier to nip around places and down to car parking spaces that were closer to beaches that isn't been possible when we've had to take the buses.
I have to tell you, it's not always easy being a ghost. No. Some people, well, I think it must be easy, you know. Well, it's not. It really isn't. I mean, have you ever thought, you know, how do we pay the bills? How do we pay the electricity bill? Unless we end up living in some horrible hovel somewhere, which, you know, does happen to a lot of, you know, my associates, my colleagues. Yeah, well, it's not nice. It's not nice at all. Oh, no. And really, we're supposed to either haunt the graveyard where we're buried or the place where we died. I'm sorry, I don't keep to that. It took me a while to realise that it's not like a strict rule. It's just some sort of, I don't know, old wives' tale about that's what you're supposed to do. Well, no one tells me what I'm going to do. I can tell you that, because although I'm buried in a reasonably nice graveyard overlooking a beach, you know, it's not pleasant. It's not in the winter, isn't it? No, in the summer maybe, not in the winter. And you know, you can't go shopping from here. And as to where I died, I got knocked down by a bus in the, you know, high street. Well, that's no fun. That's no fun for anybody. You know, I don't want to haunt that spot. There's no shelter, and there's not a decent coffee shop anywhere nearby. No, so I wasn't going to be having that. I wasn't going to be, being told where I can and can't hang out. No, it's frustrating, I tell you, frustrating. But, people have it worse than I do, I suppose. Some people don't question what they're told either, and they do just haunt horrible little graveyards and horrible little, bedrooms where they died. It's not pleasant. It's not supposed to be pleasant, but there are ways of making it more pleasant, let's say. Anyway, well, I'm going to go and pick up some shopping. When I say pick up, I mean levitate it. I don't do much of that sort of spookiness, that sort of, ooh, I'm a ghost. I sometimes play about it, but, it's too tiring. Too tiring, too many books to read, too many TV programs to watch, it's very difficult trying to get your own TV license when you've been dead 15 years. It is, I tell you. I usually just have to go around one of my neighbours and watch Coronation Street peeping through the curtains. That's what I do anyway. But enough about me. Enough about me. Anyway, yes, right. What was I going to do? Oh, yes, I was going to go and get myself a cup of tea, I think. It's all right now.
Poem from my book Shy Yeti's Incredible Pie Crust Collection, it came out in 2008, but a lot of the photos from it came from 2007, and the poems themselves were written in 2007, and one or two of them were written during a visit to Guernsey, one of the other Channel Islands, when I was there with my family and with my niece. This is called You Are the Nightmare That Keeps Other Nightmares Awake. You're imperfectly perfect, you make the earth quake. You are the nightmare that keeps other nightmares awake. You're a trial, that's for certain. You're a lie that came true. A fib that expanded, good grief how it grew. Can't you see how you spoilt stuff and ruined our day? Some kind of unruly elephant that got stuck in the way. You're unfashionably flawed, always guzzling cake. My own pet nightmare who's just bad for bad's sake. You're just a wicked anomaly, simply evil times 10. It's never if you'll be cruel, it's for certain just when. Can't you see what you're doing and where you went wrong? The tales that you tell are as tall as they're long. You're a terrible tease, you're a bona fide fake. You're a nightmare for sure, and you can't even bake. A dark horse in the shadows, you come lolloping in. With your ego inflated, you simply can't win. There's no room for your big head in the Royal Albert Hall. We're not on your payroll, won't come when you call. You're the maestro of mayhem, no give, only take. Still the nightmare that keeps other nightmares awake. You're a bitch and a liar, two of your most flattering traits. You're the one that I want, I'm the one who awaits for you, dreaming my life away in the hope that you care. You sweet, sacred monstrosity, my beloved. Nightmare. This one's called Little Pig. This is one that I've regularly read at my live shows. It's one of my favourites. I remember writing this one day, staying over at a friend's house, having come back from a nightclub the night before, and just being able to wake up slowly and gradually and coming up with little ideas, little lines, and I started to write it down. Little Pig. Little Pig, a real bright spark. Little Pig hides in the dark. The older pigs, they laugh and snigger, but Little Pig, he's growing bigger. They won't laugh long, the last laugh's his. Sweet little pig won't lose his fizz. Little pig, he's never naughty. Little pig, he's pink and snorty. His curly tail they love to tweak. It's longer, seems, now every week. Poor little pig, he'll become more tougher. He's joined a gym to grow still buffer. Little pig, he's discotastic. Little pig takes measures drastic to stop the fiends who bully him, who make each day so very grim. In his school bag hides something viler, a large and snarly pet Rottweiler. Little pig, he's well respected. Little pig, now well protected. The other creatures all treat him butte. In fact, some have been known to salute. They're dead polite now. Yup, no faking. Pig's pet Rottweiler sure saved his bacon. This is called Faster Pussycat Purr, Purr. He's got a powerful purr. It's an energy source. Stronger than bad eggs or even divorce. They tap into his power. It is used to run cars and astronomical telescopes that point to the stars. But there's not enough zest now, if ever there were. So faster now, pussycat, won't you increase your sweet purr? He's got an almighty purr. It's a fuel left untapped that they collect once he's happy or whenever he's napped. It's enough to work cities. It's enough to fly planes. It's enough to cause thunderstorms and to unblock the drains. But there's never enough and life's a desperate blur. So faster now, kitty cat, get busy, just purr. There are enough purrs in the world from all the cats here around to power a whole universe with their harmonious sound. There are enough purrs to end homelessness. Global warming, maybe. World hunger be ended, yes, and war too, you'll see. But the cats are on strike, they will simply not stir. Now the planet runs slower from the absence of purr. Such power contained by the power of purr. But that's gone, and now things are the way they once were. Now the cats save their purrs for nice things for themselves, and they sell all the rest off to the goblins and elves. All the humans await in fear of what they may do. Hush! Could cats blow up the world with the force of their
mew, mew, mew?
That's enough poetry for me. Listeners, Faye, we're in the Jersey Museum and Art Gallery. Yeah, it's a. I don't think I've ever been here, to be honest. Not in any of my previous visits. Toby's feeling a bit sunburnt after the last couple of days, even though with all the breeze, we barely noticed it was quite that sunny. Of course, I always wear a baseball cap, or mostly I do. And, wasn't feeling too good when we woke up this morning, so we thought we'd stay closer to home and possibly go to the cinema again this afternoon. But I believe that there's an exhibition here to Bergerac, that TV show I keep going on about as well. Hooray! Let's go and have a look around.
In a changing world, it's the one place where we can see every
yes, that was me. Sorry, listeners.
Labi, te pu pezi because you're running out. Yabi batti moto to the root. Te pu zoma de van a joa, ede ke. And yabi etu de bikes. Edo babi ko, ne mord marche man, de mord distance. Yabi pu ferm, cause you're running out. Ite pu cheat, de vokte chet a la nat. Onibe, il y avait l'usage de lanternes pour la lumière, pour la cheville, et soigner les vestiaires. Au strong,
that was the Jersey native language. Don't think it's used much these days. Listeners, today is our last day. We're going back home, yes, today, although we don't fly till quite late on, so you may get one or two more sights and sounds. Well, not sights, but sights, but sounds from sights. I don't know what I'm talking about. I haven't had my breakfast yet. Yes, sunny out there, still got to pack some of my stuff. We're able to leave our bags here whilst we go off, so that's good. I must make sure I don't pack everything, because yes, I need to leave my money and my bus map. I hope you enjoyed our postcards from Jersey. We haven't exactly done everything I planned to. I was hoping we'd see more of the bays and beaches. But yesterday we went to see Wonder Woman at the cinema, so and that was good. Oh, yes, and we also went to, well, you heard, the museum. We went there, so I like exploring the bays, and Toby wasn't up for that. And also probably having got sunburn put him off a bit too, so that is understandable. So anyway, I got lots of other things sorted for, a big event that will be happening here pretty soon. Anyway, I'll speak to you again, almost immediately. And I'm ready for breakfast, so I think you should leave us to do that. Moving on.
Well, we've stopped at St Albans on the way back to the airport. Got masses of time to kill, really, but it's a matter of coming and going with all the bags and all that sort of thing. It can be quite tiring and expensive as well. It's a nice sunny day, mostly, a little bit of breeze. I don't know if that's picking up. If it is, I apologise. I won't keep you long, but anyway, I can see Toby taking photos. He's allowed me to come down onto the beach. That sounds like he's my controller. He's allowed me to come down to the beach. No, he's looking after the bags, so yeah, he's allowed me to leave them to come down to the sea. Although the sea is going out, so I'm not sure I'm going to get much closer. I've just seen some scary looking birds walking around near the waves. When we got here about half an hour ago, well, probably less than that, the sea was a lot more in. It's gone out really quickly, and a causeway to this castle we can see has been revealed. And that sort of, yeah, it shows the tide goes out quite quick. Anyway, we'll be heading home soon. So this has been a brief visit to Jersey, and a place that I've been to many times, and it's nice to come back. And hopefully I shall return. I would have liked to explore the beaches a little bit more, but never mind. Sunlight is glittering on the waves. Hello, listeners. We just had a really nice fish and chip dinner. Lunch. sitting out in the nice sun. And, you know, I tell you what I'm missing is hearing from our regulars. Yeah. I miss Ick, and I miss City Uncle John, and Damius, and Bettina, even Charlie Gurr. I wonder what they're getting up to. Should we hear from them?
Hello, Paul. Yes, very interesting. Yes, your new episode, I mean. Yes, it's, well, you didn't invite me, did you? Oh, you're always travelling about, aren't you? Oh, no, there's things to be done here too, but, I'm not complaining, I had things to do myself, so, I've got enough jerseys in my wardrobe. Yes, so, it's fine, I'm fine, you're fine, it's good, got to do our own thing sometime. Anyway, yes, I'll speak to you again soon. Right then, bye.
Hello, it's me, Carmody. Hello, how are you doing? I just wondered if there was any sort of scientific things going on in the island of Jersey. I know there is like an underground hospital. I just thought that maybe there might be a job for me doing experiments. You know, nice experiments, I mean. Nothing bad. But anyway, well, I know my work is not done here. I'm still trying to find Bald Sasquatch, of course. just me on my own. if you ever want to help, you just have to let me know. Just come along, I know. No, you have helped before. It's fine. It is fine. Yes. Anyway, well, I'm very busy, so I'll let you get on. yes.
Hello, it's me, Damius Twinklehorn. I wanted to leave a message, but, well, I suppose this is a message, but, well, I've got lots of lines to learn, so, I can't stay, for very long. So I just wish you well and hope your episode is going on well. Yes. Gotta go.
Hello, darling, it's me, Regina Dupre. Gosh, rushing around at the moment, lots of trips. You're much the same. I don't know if you've noticed, but, well, I think some of the other cast members, they seem to be a bit, I don't know. I don't know if they, you know, I don't like to say anything, but I can arrange, you know, my holidays and things for myself. I don't expect you to do it, but, you know, and I don't expect to come on location with you, because I understand, you know, you went to, you know, to Jersey to partly with Toby and partly to arrange things with, well, you know, future episodes, but... And so it's difficult, you know. You've lots to do, and I don't know. I just get the feeling there's a little bit of unrest, and I, as I say, I don't know why the others, you know, Uncle John and etc., why they can't organise their own little holidays. But just to let you know, I think, well, you may have already received messages from them, but they do seem a bit. Grumpy, I'd say grumpy, and I'm not quite sure why. Just letting you know. Anyway, I'll speak to you again soon, darling. You know, oh dear, I'm sure things are going fine for you there, and yes. Right, speak to you soon. 1 million kisses, darling. 1,000,001 kisses. Okay, okay.
Oh, hello, it's me, Charlie. Just wondering if do they make cakes in Jersey? Or does it just make jerseys? Yes, well, somebody did say that, you know, it was possible to make pies out of wool, but, you know, that seems stupid to me. You know, you need pastry. Can't make pastry from wool. No. Anyway, let me know if they're nice pies or cakes, and maybe I shall fly over. Yes, on my magic carpet. No, I haven't got a magic carpet. I need to sort that out. Maybe the Master of Commons can lend me his.
Hello, Paul, it is me, the Aquarian. Hello, how are you? Yes. I heard Bettina Dupre messaging, and I think she might be right. Everyone does seem rather grumpy. I've been spending a lot of time down the lake with the peepers, just to keep out of the way. And I'm going to sign off because I can hear it's Uncle John. He's very grumpy, stomping around the flat. Yes. I'll see you when you get back. Yes.
Who are you talking to?
Who
are you talking to, Ick?
I'm just the peepers. I've got to go. Goodbye.
Talking to the peepers on the. Didn't know peepers had phones. Strange lad. Oh, I'm bored. I want to be on a beach. Bored.
Hello listeners, we've just had an ice cream. We had Jersey cherry and Jersey strawberry, or maybe, I'm not sure to be honest if the cherries and the strawberries came here, but the milk that made the ice cream did.
Probably.
Well, that it did say it did. We are sitting in, well, it's not a bus stop, but it's a shelter.
A wind shelter.
And it's... means for once I can actually talk without having to battle against the breezes. It's actually a lovely sunny day and it's very sunny, but to be honest, we've had quite enough of the sun, and poor Toby has sunburn, so we're quite happy being here in the shade with a nice view in front of us, but we don't feel we have to be sitting in the sun to enjoy it.
Getting more sunburned.
No. Have you enjoyed your holiday?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Is this a trick question?
Do you want to tell the listeners about some of the nice things you found in the hotel?
No. Oh, what? The cockroaches. Norman.
Norman the cockroach.
Norman the cockroach. I was teary-eyed when we left him behind.
Yeah, I know. You got Dealey, though. He'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, Dealey's a bit like Norman. He's like a giant clinging cockroach thing.
What he doesn't realise, listeners, is when he gets home, Dealey will be there and Norman, and it'll be like surprise, surprise, with Cilla Black. Like, you thought you'd not seen Norman since Jersey, but Norman is here today.
Norman the cockroach.
We did see a cockroach, but it had been there for about 2 days in the same place before Toby noticed it. What was it doing in the same place? Was it spying on you?
It was enjoying itself. I have no idea.
It's very strange. I don't understand what it was doing for 2 days solid. Maybe it got painted there and it had been like about 6 years ago. Because they are supposed to survive nuclear fallouts and holocausts. And
perhaps it was just suffering from ennui and couldn't be bothered to move.
He just used a French word.
That's an English word.
Oh, is it? What does it mean?
Can't be bothered.
Oh, right. You might be right. So, also, the walking up the 3 flights of stairs wasn't great fun.
No.
You just had to take it in the right amount. You did pretty well, to be honest.
Mm.
There's very little sea visible now. There's lots and lots of bay, lots and lots of beach. The sea is so far out now that we can only see it because it's...
It looks like a turquoise toenail.
It looks like a turquoise toenail. Yeah. When we first arrived here, the sea was in front of the fort. Now the sea has retreated, so it's now way behind the fort. So it's not raining anymore, which is good. So, which it did the first day.
Well, with the hurricane.
The hurricane.
Winds.
Yes.
And the roof nearly being decked off.
Yes. I don't know how... Hopefully some of what I recorded at Corey Castle came out. Oh dear, that seagull is eating what appears to be a cockroach. Oh no, I was not Norman.
What seagulls?
Nothing. It's fine. I'm just imagining it.
There are no seagulls.
No, there are no seagulls. It's fine. Oh dear, poor Norman.
Starting June 23rd, ending June 25th.
2017.
This one's explosive.
It's the Prime 48 2017 Summer Live Streaming Weekend!
All your favorite little shoes.
Streaming live!
June 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Stand by for all of this and more.
For the latest information, go to pride48.com.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Our little postcards from Jersey. Anyway, next time, well, we have plenty in store for you, so do join us again. Thank you for listening this time. And, yeah, take care, and we will see you again very soon. Okay, goodbye. Goodbye for now.
I don't mind the ducking on a hot sunny day in a blue sea like this.
Hi, listeners, we had a couple of letters about the episode with Ick and the Peepers, and I just wanted to say that there was some concern that, you know, with the Peepers having been sent over from Pickle Hollow, that they might have suffered some kind of, discomfort, and I can reassure you that that is not the case. Absolutely no Peepers were harmed in the making of that episode. Ick, you can back me up on that, can't you?
Yes, I can back you up, yes. No peepers were harmed in the making of that episode.
Yes, and you've brought a couple of your peepers with you today, because you know where they hang out now.
Yes, I have a couple here.
Oh, they're lovely. Is that one riding a bike?
Yes, yes, that is the case. The other one is juggling.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, dear.
Well, as you can see, the Peepers are very happy in their new home and living happily in the wild just down the road from my flat. And, did I tread on something?
Oh, what have you tread on? Oh, no.
But you just brought two Peepers. I can see them in the box.
But maybe another one followed me.
Oh, no. I didn't know that. And.
Oh, have a look at the bottom of your shoe.
Oh, what a relief. It's a mouse.
You trod on a mouse?
Oh, sorry, a catnip mouse, one of Dealey's catnip mice.
Oh, you didn't tread on a Peeper then?
No, not this time. I mean, not recently. I mean, never.
What do you mean? What?
Hey? Moving on. All Peepers, unharmed. Yes.
I wondered why that one had his leg in a plaster.
No, that was nothing to do with me. That one just fell. It was trying to climb a chair and fell. Yeah. Moving on.
Hey, what has been going on? You didn't tell me about this, but I'm very suspicious now.
No need to be suspicious. Gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to talk with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
Goodbye!
Thank you!
Goodbye! This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye!
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
I hope you enjoyed that episode, listeners. Yes. Yes, we will be back with more bizarre goings on next time. Okay, goodbye from me. Ick the alien. Goodbye.
Oh.